I want to tell you what happened when one company decided to turn over some of its new projects to teams of people. They made the teams responsible for the planning and completion of the projects. 6 months later, the company reviewed how the teams performed. In almost every team, there were members who did not contribute very much. But when the team did a good job, they were recognized equally as members of the team. What do you think happened with members who were the most involved and did the largest shares of the work? Well, they were not recognized individually and actually received the same credit as those who had not worked very hard. It's no surprise that when the members who had done the largest shares of the work were asked how they felt about the group process, their attitude was not as positive as the reading passage predicted. The company also found that some projects didn't move as quickly as expected. The reason for the slow completion was that it took too long for the members to reach a consensus. The teams had to meet several times to come up with an agreement about how to proceed with the project. In other cases, one or two members were more influential and would stop an idea from being fully discussed because they did not believe in it. Or the influential members would convince the group that their plan was the best course of action, even if some members were trying to warn the other members of the pitfalls of the plan. These members that tried to warn the others were basically ignored by the team. Naturally, when the project failed, the blame was placed on all the members of the team.